Hello, and welcome back to the Media Munchies podcast. I am back. I just thought, I need some hobbies. And this thing is fun. Just talking in my room alone about stuff I like. Like, yeah, don't lie. Don't even pretend that isn't fun. Not to say that people don't listen. I'm sure people listen to this podcast. In fact, I got a lot of listeners on one day, and I'm pretty sure it's the day after I announced the hiatus. I got like this spike in listeners. It's like, excuse me, who started listening then? If you started listening then, you know what? You're a little shit, but I support you. Like, was it because of that? I have no idea. It just seems like a really weird coincidence. Anyways, and then I found out my Hannibal analysis okay, this is not me bragging because, like, this is not a brag. But my Hannibal analysis project, one that I worked the hardest on, that one got the most views or listens out of all of them. And I was very happy about that because whatever. So the mic just fell down. But what I was saying is, thank you for listening, if you listen. Either way, this is just going to be me talking about things that I like alone and just rambling on, honestly, because I basically have no plan. I just wrote down things that I have watched or listened to recently. And yeah, that's basically it. It's like a catch-up episode because, like, obviously I haven't done episodes on any of these things. And some of them I will probably go back and do episodes about. Not Drag Race, sorry, not gonna do that. Maybe, well, like, we'll see. Because one of the things I'm very obsessed with, it's Game of Thrones and House of the Dragon. Now, this is an obsession that is very deep-rooted in the, like, I never thought I would be staying up really late falling asleep to Game of Thrones theories. Like, anyways, I'm not gonna judge me or other people, but yeah, I might do a Game of Thrones episode. Like, I probably will. I just gotta see. And House of the Dragon too, because I love that show. These people are slaying. Okay, but I just want to sort of catch up and also talk about drag a little. I know it's not media, but like, it's a big part of my life now, which is insane. And again, this is not a brag because, you know, I'm just getting started and I'm not really focusing on that, which I think has made my mental health surrounding this aspect, not saying all aspects, very like good. Like, don't compare yourself to other people. That's all. Period. Just, yeah. I'm getting started in drag, and it's difficult. Like, that's something. It's not that I expected it to be easy, but, like, there's a lot that goes into it. And you can go down so many paths of so many different skill sets. And it's, like, there's sewing, performance, blah, 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 blah. And when you get in, you're only like scratching the surface, unless you like have certain things already, unless you like know dance and stuff or sewing. But like, yeah, I know none of these things. I don't know how to sew. I don't know how to dance. I know how to lip sync, but then like you need to lip sync and know how to dance. So not know how to dance, but know how to move. And that's the best advice I got from a queen called Betty Baker. And like, once you get in it, you're really like, I know what I need to do. I sort of can see these paths, but I don't know how to. Anyways, that's the difficult part about drag. The fun part is you just meet and see a lot of inspiring artists and you're like, what? I have some sort of connection to these people, and it makes you believe in yourself more because you're like, okay, if these people think I'm cool, maybe I am. I went to Toronto recently. I did perform in Toronto, Titans Open Stage, and I also saw this one show, and I keep thinking about it because it was, like, the best drag show I've been to, probably. Definitely. And I've seen, like, Monet Exchange. That's crazy. I've seen Monet Exchange. That was before she was my fave. That's so wild. It was after season 10. Okay, but anyways, it was the best drag show I've seen. And I love Peterborough drag, and I've seen some great Peterborough drag shows, but, like, this was, like, on another level. It was tarot reading and drag, and there's, like, a lot of hosting elements, and these two hosts were really funny and made a great duo. Yeah, so they did tarot reading and drag. Like, you wouldn't think to combine these, but, like, you would, because I feel like in Peterborough, the queer scene in Peterborough would love this, would eat this up. And also, like, I want to be part of a show like this, and I want to see it, and I want to see it in Peterborough. I really think I'm very inspired by, like, yeah, seeing Toronto drag was inspiring, and Peterborough drag feels like home to me. Like, it's, like, really comforting and fun and all that. But, like, Toronto drag, like, it's cool seeing so many new people. There's this one king, Creme in a Coochie, best drag name ever. But besides that, great performer, got to meet him, loved it. And another king, Sebastian Your Mom, who liked my drag name. Thank you so much. Oh, my drag name is Will to Power, by the way. I didn't mention this, but it'll probably be tagged on my Instagram, all that. Yeah, Sebastian Your Mom. What a legend. Doing this after I've done drag is such an interesting experience, because when you're putting yourself out there in drag, like, I haven't hosted yet. So talking here is, like, doesn't feel like it, but then I'm posting this online. People can see it. So it is, like, public speaking in a way. But it's, like, public speaking, but you can convince yourself it isn't. And I think that's what I was doing before. Okay, I'm not going to psychoanalyze myself. But yeah, I don't know what I was saying. But I love drag, and I love doing drag. And I'm going to do a Christmas show soon. That's going to be fun. I did a Halloween show. It was kind of a flop. Because, you know, you have to, like, learn some moves. And you have to learn how to be in the moment. And that's another thing that is so hard for me sometimes, to, like, go, okay, I know these moves and I'm gonna turn my brain on, but at the same time turn it off, because it's like you need to look like you're in the moment, you're having fun and all that. So it's, like, really difficult sometimes, but I think I'm doing okay for a beginner. Like, I'm not gonna say I'm flopping. I did say that earlier. I did say that. You know, when they edit, it's like, I never said this. And then they, in reality TV shows, they put in a clip of them saying that. Like, on Drag Race, Raven in Drag Race season 2, when she's like, I would never say that you're shit. And then in the confessionals, she's shit, her book is shit, her trying to sell her book was shit, blah, 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 she's shit. About Tatiana, like that. I would never say that I'm a flop. But anyways, yeah, that's mostly all I have to say about drag. I was gonna plug some drag artists. Follow Cali Contour with a K, Contour with a K, as well as Peterborough drag local homies Lexi Moore. Okay, you'll find her on my page. I don't know her Instagram thing off the top of my head. And Axel Lexa. Both of them are on my page. They started drag at the same time as me, so we're, like, the gang. Who else? Oh, Sahira Q. She's a legend. Janice. A lot of people have inspired me in my drag journey. And if I didn't mention you, sorry, I'm spaced out. But if I follow you on Instagram, just know that I think you're a legend. And I love drag artists everywhere, and I love doing drag, and that's what I have to say about that. Now, Drag Race, that is a different story. No, I'm joking. I love Drag Race. RuPaul, That is a different story. The fracking. But I do like the show. So let's talk about it. All-Star 7. Now, that one really stuck out to me, and I watched it with Elena, and we both loved it a lot. Because, like, there were so many good queens, so much good talent, and people are like, me too, I'm people, are like, oh, there's no eliminations, where's the drama? But at the same time, like, it is top-notch, high quality. Like, you can't even deny that. Because everyone did so well every week. And it's just nice to see people, like, all succeed and get positive feedback for it. But then, snap back to reality. You're in your flop era. No. But legitimately, that was a good season. I love All-Star 7. I'm also a Jinx Monsoon stan, so I'm biased. But I know Monet Exchange won the lip sync. I know she won the final lip sync. However, they have never used the winner of the lip sync, quote unquote, as the winner of the season. Like, I'm sorry, I know they did a lip sync for the crown, but I'm just gonna say it. Peppermint won the final lip sync against Sasha, but she didn't win because they were basing it on track record. They just don't. They don't. I know I sound like Yuki or whatever, okay, but it's just, I agree with Jinx winning, even though the lip sync. And yeah, my opinion on lip sync for the crown is, like, why not just have a live finale? Like, that makes it better in so many ways. It just looks weird on the stage. Low-key, though. What else happened in that season? I love Raja. Okay, and the Vivian. Holy hell. When I first watched UK season 1, I was like, eh, the Vivian's whatever. But I really like the Vivian now. There was something about her. She was just funny on that season. She was like, had a good, funny attitude. Speaking of the Vivian, I don't know. This just, I'm thinking of Danny Beard. Because Liverpool. And that Liverpool accent, that is just funny. Gael. That's probably not accurate. But anyways. I like Danny Beard. And UK season 4 was okay. Like, I was a Dakota stan, so when she left, I was really sad. And that kind of, like, brought the whole season down. Because it's like, where's Dakota, you know? I also just liked when Black Peppa was succeeding. The first half of the season was really weird because it was, like, good. And then everyone, like, and so many people left. And it was just like, oh, it's between Danny and Cheddar now. Because Black Peppa is in the bottom. A lot. And Jonbers was just there. I love Jonbers. I actually love Jonbers. And I have, like, you know, it's not just the root for the underdog thing, but, like, she's Irish. So I was like, yes, go home, but you're Irish. And then at the end, I was like, you know what? It's just funny. It's just funny that she's here. But she also had, like, a good comeback. Like, I was impressed in that comedy challenge. She could have won. Well, no. But I like Jonbers, and that the snatch game was funny. St. Patty? Yeah, that's what it was. Anyways, Canada season 3 was okay. And that might be a controversial opinion because people are like, they like it better than season 2. And I personally do not like it better than season 2. I might just be a Pythia stan, but season 2 was really good. And that makeover challenge was really good. And, like, I know it had, like, weird stuff. People are like, oh, it's no drama. Like, whatever. Some seasons, some shows with a lot of drama, or some shows with not that much drama are good. But you gotta have a balance of both. Like, if you have one that year that has a lot of drama, you gotta balance it out with another one that is not that much drama. I don't know, I guess the one with a lot of drama was season 13, or All-Star 6 had, like, no drama. Anyways, yeah, I don't really have much to say about Canada season 3. Like, it was there. Like, I liked it when I was airing, obviously. But now it's like, there's so many seasons of, I know everyone says this, but there's so many seasons of Drag Race, it's hard to keep up. It's just, it doesn't stick out to me within all of them. Dragula Titans, now that is something that is sticking out to me. And it's like the opposite of that. Because it has a lot of drama. But the opposite of what? Oh, like, I guess All-Star 7 or something? What was I talking about before? But yeah, Dragula Titans, the love triangle drama, everyone's like, oh, I hate it. I don't mind it. Like, it's kind of fun. Like, not fun, but it's funny. And kind of, like, sad and depressing, and it makes me feel better about my life. That's an awful thing to say. But, like, it was kind of entertaining while it lasted, because I was like, yeah, I get being like this. I don't want to say too much like this, but, like, yeah. And besides that, I like the cast, genuinely. Like, the thing is, Victoria Elizabeth Black is on another level, and it's not about toot or boot for her with the outfits. It's, is her outfit the best of the week, or is it not the best of the week? Because, like, it's usually the best of the week, and I, to be honest, in the latest episode, what was the latest episode? Oh, the wrestling one? That was a good episode. I was like, is her outfit the best of the week? Yes. In my opinion. Who won that? Oh, Melissa. I didn't like her outfit. Like, it was okay, but, like, I don't know. I feel like her outfits are kind of basic sometimes. Why did she win? I guess her performance. Oh, yeah, because she took the things into consideration. I think, like, they could have had a double win between Coco and Victoria because they were so funny. Effing each other in the background. That was so much. But, yeah, in general, I like Victoria Elizabeth Black. Sometimes I like Hoso. That's so mean to say. I like Coco and Hoso mostly. And that love triangle drama was entertaining. And I miss Yovska. Toronto Queen. I love it. And really funny. Like, Yovska shit stirring in season 3 was so funny. I rewatched some of that recently. But anyways, besides Dragula, something that I really like, a show that I watched recently, is House of the Dragon. And House of the Dragon slays. Like, I love the girls. Well, the girls, including Damon, Aemon, Laenor. Okay. Everyone slayed. Everyone ate on that show. Alicent. Can we talk about Alicent for a second? I know she's, like, evil and stuff. I know she's, like, neurotic. But I relate to Alicent so much, like, on another level. Not really on another level. I relate to Alicent, her vibe, but not her situation, obviously. Oh my god, that is so much. There's so much going on. And I know that's, like, a common complaint. People are like, ugh, too much happened. It was hard to keep up with. And then the time jumps. But you know what? I just love how every episode, like, threw so much shit at you. I like, how one episode is like Harwin, oh, now he's dead. And then Lena as well. That episode was good. And I liked episode 5, the wedding scene. The wedding scene is so good in my mind. When Alicent comes in the green dress, she served. And what else happens in that scene? Oh yeah, just in general, like the dance, pretty epic. It, like, the tension rising. You know what scene is also good? And I hate to say it because, well, you know, the context, everything about that relationship, very questionable, but the scene in the brothel and, like, before that, leading up to that, when Rhaenyra sees everyone in Flea Bottom and stuff, and it's, like, yeah, very visually good for the narrative, all that stuff. But, okay, the best character on that show, in my opinion, and I'm not saying he's the best guy, but, like, best performance, best, like, this is slayage. Because the actor watches RuPaul's Drag Race, so he knows what I'm talking about when I say serving Targaryen realness is Viserys Targaryen. Now, I know, you might be thinking he's not slaying, he's an old man who fucks up his family and then dies. But let me tell you, when he walked into that throne room, that was a major slay moment. That was a major slay moment. Because everyone stopped And then, oh my god, and then the Vayman thing happened. That's such a good scene too. When he's being provoked. And Damon says, say it. And he's like, yells out bastards because he really thought that was the move. But it didn't really work out for him, obviously. What else? What else is a good scene? I love the end when Rhaenyra gets crowned. I think that was a good one. Yes, the dragon thing during Aegon's crowning didn't make sense. Am I mad about it? Not mad. A bit bothered, but you know what? I'll let it slide. I really like this season, and I think it's better than Game of Thrones season 1. Not better than season 4, though. But maybe better than season 1. But that just might be, I might be biased. Because, like, it's, like, recently watched, or recently, like, I haven't fully processed it or something. But to be honest, I will be processing that season until I die. Because it was really good. Also, the dragons. Like, can we just talk about Vhagar for a second? Homie is huge and old as hell. And I love it. I think it's really cool. And Syrax, yes. Caraxes, hello. The Bloodworm. Who else? Where is Sunfire? Where was he at the crowning? Do we know? No, we don't. Melis, yeah. Sea Smoke. When they didn't kill Laenor, I was so happy. I was like, no, they cannot kill two gay characters. Just like that. That stressed me out. I was like, they're not doing this. Canceled. Rhaenyra is canceled. No. She decided to be an ally. Thank you for letting him live. Because that Joffrey scene was kind of brutal. But yeah. Anything else? I don't know. Oh my god, when Vhagar ate the homie, that was scary. That was legitimately scary. But yeah. Now I want to talk a little bit about music that I've listened to recently, and I want to do another top 10 songs, but I just got to figure out, top 10 songs podcast, I mean, but I got to figure out what my top 10 songs are, because I feel like a lot of music dropped near the end of the year, and that's something I want to talk about. It's Louis's album, which is good, but I haven't let it, like, sit with me yet, so I really got to figure out where it is before I put it on my top songs. I really like Saturdays. It's really sad. And I really like Chicago and Written All Over Your Face. I sort of like all of them. I don't know whether I like it more than Walls. I hate comparing, but like at the same time, it's the only thing that sort of helps me figure out where it sits in my mind. For instance, I don't like Harry's House as much as Fine Line. In my opinion, it's, I'm not going to say mid, because I really liked it, and he was my top artist on Spotify, and all of that. But however, it was just not my favorite album. I love him. I support him. And I feel like he grew lyrically. Like, some of the lyrics, I was like, yeah, this feels more mature lyric writing style. Not mature, but just like, I don't know, good. Like, there's no, you're in my bed and I'm not there. The fuck? No, I'm in, oops, the lyric is, I'm in my bed and you're not there. There's none of that. And I vibe with that. But at the same time, I just don't connect. Some of the music feels like, not soulless, but I'm like, okay, give us something more. Where is, like, with Fine Line, I had a phase. Literally, I was like, my golden phase. My Sunflower Volume 6 phase. My Canyon Moon. My Adore You. Oh, what a good song. Like, those were big. Maybe this is just a personal thing. Personal preference. But, like, no. I still think Fine Line is better. In some way, it is. It just has more, like, I don't know how to describe it. But, like, I do like it, obviously. I'm not here to talk about Fine Line. I like a lot of the songs. I like Little Freak, because I really like the lyrics on that one. He makes the specific lyrics, you know, how I was annoyed with that? Like, you know in Sherry, where he's like, did he take you walking around his parents' gallery? Like, the thing is with that lyric, it's like a one-off, and then like the Beechwood Cafe, all of that, they're like one-offs in songs that are like so lyrically simple otherwise, and it's like, ooh. But Little Freak, I know the chorus is lyrically simple or whatever, but the rest of it is just like the ginger ale, the all of that. And I feel like he just does it really well, and it's, I'm surprised I like a slow song. Another one is Daydreaming. I just think it pops off. Like, that's why I like it. And let's see. Oh, I like Keep Driving. I know everyone thinks it's funny. Like, he's just listing things. Side boob. Choker with a sea view. I don't know. I just think it's funny. It adds to the vibe of, like, driving and things happening one after the other. I don't... It's all about the vibes. But yeah, I do like the album. And Grape Juice. Grape Juice is a really good song. I just wish it popped off a bit more, like was a bit more high energy, but like that's not like a huge complaint. Oh, I'm really growing to like Late Night Talking because it plays a lot on the radio at work. And I vibe to it. I vibe to it every time. Yeah, I'm not fully sure what my favorite is on the album, but maybe for the anniversary I'll do a review. We'll have to see. I'm a bit disorganized with the podcast and where I see it going, but I know I will post more soon, like the top songs of 2022, and I obviously want to continue with the Hannibal Analysis project. Like, Hannibal is something that I love for life, and I feel like I can't watch it now without being like, picking up on those little details. And not in a bad way, like, oh, I can't watch it without thinking about my podcast. But, like, I love that little analysis. It's so fun. And it's just hard to talk about sometimes in a way that feels like it makes sense. I'm going to keep doing it no matter what. I love Hannibal. And I love the Analysis Project. Besides this, I don't know when I'll post next. I will probably not have a consistent schedule. But it's a good hobby to have, and it's a good vibe. If I missed anything, I'll just say it in the next episode. I sort of like these freeform episodes a bit more. I just want to have fun with it and vibe and not get too serious about it. Because that's how, like, all my hobbies taper off. I just want to have fun in life. Life's too short to be serious all the time. Like, ugh. But yeah, I'm actually really happy I did this. So thanks for listening to me ramble about all kinds of things. Jump from topic to topic because I am high. We'll have to see how this one turns out. But yeah, that's the end. We'll see you next time on Media Munchies Podcast.